Big problems in small packages when something goes wrong with the thyroid. This is the Healthline.
The thyroid gland is quite important to the human body because it produces hormones that go to all parts of the body and regulate the rate at which all bodily processes go on.
Dr. Robert Volpe, a researcher in endocrinology at the Wellesley Hospital in Toronto and Canada's leading expert on the thyroid, a small gland located at the base of the neck. The most common thyroid problem is underactivity, which affects 10% of the population. But an overactive thyroid, affecting 1% of the Canadian population, produces dramatic and obvious symptoms.
An overactive thyroid is characterized by a patient developing nervousness, tremulousness, sweating, intolerance to heat, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, weakness of the muscles, fatigue, weight loss associated with a very good appetite. And in the case of one kind of overactive thyroid, the most common, their eyes tend to be prominent. And that's called Graves' disease, after Robert Graves, an Irishman of the 19th century.
Dr. Robert Volpe's department has been one of the few devoted to discovering the cause of this disorder. He believes a defect in the immune system is to blame, in which the body has developed an antibody that stimulates the thyroid to overproduce hormones.
In particular, there's a form of cell called the suppressor T lymphocyte. That's a form of immune cell. Suppressor T lymphocyte that is defective, specifically defective, allowing one type of autoantibody, that is antibody against ourself, to be produced, namely an antibody specifically against the thyroid. So that's the major defect. And we've been working on, firstly, demonstrating that there is such a defect, which has taken us a generation to do. And now we're interested in finding out the nature of that defect. What is actually wrong with the cell?
The course of treatment involves drugs to suppress the oversupply of hormones, removing the thyroid surgically, or inactivating it with radioactive treatment. These methods have a major drawback. They leave the patient with an underactive thyroid, for which the patient must take hormone pills. In his laboratory experiments, Dr. Volpe has discovered that excessive thyroid hormones do have a direct adverse effect on the suppressor cells, which perpetuates the disease. Preventative treatment of the disease in the future will likely involve genetic manipulation.
It'll probably take another generation for prevention, but theoretically, you could take the abnormal cell out once you knew what the genetic abnormality on that cell is, and with recombinant DNA synthesis, put in a normal gene, splice in a normal gene, put the cell back into that person, and that disease would be prevented.
Dr. Robert Volpe. I'm Bud Riley on the Healthline from the Wellesley Hospital Research Institute in Toronto.